Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Sam. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, I'm surprised that we are this many. I thought because of the rain, people would stay in their beds. But good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory be to God. Yeah, say hi to your neighbor, the one you didn't come with. Glory be to God. The one you didn't come with. Yeah, say hi to at least four people. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, Mark and Lydia, welcome back from the village. Last Sunday, you're not here. So good to see you. Yeah. Good to see all of you who were not here last week. Hallelujah. Yes, we have my friend, Joseph Nsoroga. Yeah, we usually link up. Yeah, so good to see you. Yeah, Bob and Belinda, good to see you also. Hallelujah. I don't know why today you have sat in front. Yeah. They're what? They're what? Okay, there are no seats at the back. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Yes. JD sisters, I think they are here to say farewell to her. As you heard, JD is going to Canada for school. She got an opportunity to study. And I was wondering whether we shall see them again after you've departed. Yeah. You know, there's what they call social dynamics. When people, now like schools, someone like Sam can take his kids to a certain school because his what? Siblings also take their kids to that school. Okay? And they're with the school because of Sam. Okay? Should Sam go to where? Yeah. But anyway, God is good. Hallelujah. God is what? God is good. And today, we're going to remind ourselves about his faithfulness. Okay? Because he's a faithful God. And we shall use the example of Israel. All right? How God has been faithful to Israel. We shall use that as an example. Glory be to God. And that is why the sermon is entitled "The Faithfulness of God and Israel." Glory be to God. Okay? But essentially, we're talking about the faithfulness of God. But because we're going to talk about how he has been faithful to Israel over the years, that's why I thought I should add "and Israel." Glory be to God. Amen? So that is that. So now, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9. Okay, it says that, "Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God. And he's not just God. He is the faithful God." All right? And that means that he keeps his covenant. Okay? He keeps his word. Glory be to God. "Therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant, all right, and mercy for a thousand generations with those who love him and keep his commandments." Glory be to God. Isaiah chapter 55, a famous passage, 55, verse 10 and 11 says that, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Glory be to God. Amen. The word that goes forth from the mouth of the Lord, that word shall not return to him void, all right? But it shall accomplish what God pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing for which God sent it. Why will that happen? That will happen because God is a faithful God. Hallelujah. And that is why we say, according to Numbers 23, verse 19, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Okay? And you know the answer to that. Glory be to God. God is not a man that he should lie. He's not a son of man that he should repent. Okay? What he says, he will do. And what he speaks, he will make good. Why? Because he is a faithful God. Hallelujah. God is what? God is faithful. The Bible says somewhere else in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, in the NIV, okay, it says that God says that I am watching over my word to perform it. Okay? He watches over every word that goes out of his mouth. He watches over it to perform it, to fulfill it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is a faithful God. And we must constantly remember that. Hallelujah. Amen. I remember, I know of a promise God gave Christine years ago. I think like 2014, 2015, okay? And almost every year, okay, God would confirm that promise by a dream or by dreams, okay? Then I think it was last year or 2021, Joanne is okay, the one who prayed for Jed, had a dream, okay? And in the dream, Joanne asks God that, you know, what's up with the promise you gave Christine, okay? Then the Lord said that I am working on it. Glory be to God. God say what? I am working on it. Okay? The promise he first gave Christine in 2014. All right? 2015 came, nothing. 2016, nothing. 2017, nothing. 2018, nothing. 2020, nothing. 2021, God is asked, what's up? All right? Then he said, you talk to Joanne after here, okay? In the dream, the Lord says that I am working on it. Glory be to God. He's working on it. Why? Because he was watching over that promise to perform it, to fulfill it, to make it come to pass. Glory be to God. Because he is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we're going to take Israel, okay, the nation of Israel or the people of Israel, for example, or for an example, okay, to see how faithful God is. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, God gave two promises to the children of Israel, okay, to the Israelites. Okay? The first promise had to do with their perpetual existence, that they will always be on the earth. They will never become extinct. They will never disappear. They will never go off the scene. All right? That we see in Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 35. Okay? It says that, "Thus says the Lord, who gives the sun for a light by day, the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, who disturbs the sea and its waves roar, the Lord of hosts is his name." If those ordinances, okay, the sun, the moon, and the stars, okay, if those ordinances depart from before me, says the Lord, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation before me. All right? If the sun can cease to be and the moon can stop from existing and the stars also, God says if that can happen, then the seed of Israel shall also cease from being a nation. Glory be to God. So as long as the sun is there, as long as the moon is there, as long as we can see the stars, okay, that communicates unto us concerning Israel that they will forever exist. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 37 emphasizes that fact. It says that, "Thus says the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, says the Lord." Okay? Now, the heaven above cannot be measured. Okay? And the foundations of the earth cannot be searched out. Okay? And by that, God is saying that the people of Israel will always exist on the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Mark Namanya, say amen. Glory be to God. Amen. The people of Israel, okay, wherever they will be, okay, as long as the earth exists, okay, there will somewhere in the world exist the people of Israel. Glory be to God. The people who we now call the Jews. Glory be to God. Amen? So, God made that promise to them. Glory be to God. He made that what? Promise. And that was promise number one. Okay? And God to this day watches over that promise to make sure that it is a case. Glory be to God. Promise number two is the promise of their possession of the land of Israel. Okay? The promise of their permanent possession of a certain piece of land in the Middle East. Okay? Not any land. Not any land. Okay, but a certain piece of land. And by the way, it is a small piece of land. Okay? It is smaller than Uganda. Very tiny. And that's what God what? Gave them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Yes. And that's why even us, you know, as individuals, we should always be content with the little plot of land God what gives us. Okay? But if you want more, you talk to him. But before that more comes, be content with that an eighth, whatever it, you know, an eighth, an acre. Hallelujah. Okay, Israel has, but it is very small. It is very tiny. Okay, the land the Lord promised them, it's small. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying that if you have 1/8 an acre. I'm not saying that don't ask for more if you want more. And I'm not saying don't buy more if you want to buy more. All right? But I'm saying be content, be grateful with that which you have as you pray for more if you want more. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that promise, we find it in Genesis chapter 12. That is where it is first given, okay? We're going to read from Genesis verse 1. Or rather, Genesis 12 from verse 1. The Bible says that now the Lord had said to Abram, okay, before his name was changed to Abraham, okay? He told him that, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. All right? To a land that I will show you. All right? So get out from the land that you're at to a land that I will show you. Then he says, I'll make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, and I'll curse him who curses you. The word curse here is a word that means to lightly esteem. Okay? So God is saying that those who lightly esteem you are also lightly esteemed. Okay? Then he says that, and in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot, his cousin, went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the terebinth trees of Moreh. And the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your descendants I give this land. And there Abram built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Okay? So Abraham gets to a certain place and the Lord says, this is a land. Elsewhere, the borders of that land are described. Glory be to God. Okay? The land that we now know as the land of Israel. Okay? There were Canaanites in that land. And the Lord told Abraham that it is your land. I've given it to you. Glory be to God. All right? Now, Abraham had how many children? Or Abraham had how many children? Please put up your hand if you know. If you don't know, put up your hand. If you don't know. So you all know. Okay, if you know, put up your hand. People. Glory be to God. Rachel, how many sons did Abraham have? Okay. Grace Joy, how many? Two. Okay. From Sarah. Yeah. And who? Huh? Hagar or Hagar? Hagar. Hagar is a prophet. Well, this is why it's important. Simple. Glory be to God. But remember, when Sarah died, Abraham married another woman. What was her name? Keturah, yes. Who said that? Yeah. So they didn't have children? They had. So why are you saying that you only had two sons? Anyway, he had other children, other boys, and I guess daughters. So how many children did Abraham have? Okay? So are all those sons, yeah? supposed to be, is that land of Israel was supposed to be for all of them? No. Okay? Now, God is going to continue to zero down on which exact son. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 26, verse 3. Okay? There's something called progressive revelation. Okay? Progressive what? Revelation. God tells you something today. Okay? Then sometime later, he comes back and adds a detail, which wasn't in the first one. Glory be to God. And that's why, you see, it's important to walk with God even after he has given you a promise. Because if you stop walking with him, you might miss a certain detail that is supposed to make the promise he gave you come to pass. Glory be to God. So there's progressive revelation as you walk with the Lord. Okay? Glory be to God. He will expand the vision of what he gave you. And then you get to know what he promised much better. Okay? And that is what happened. Okay? Before he told Abraham that this is your land, at that point, Abraham has no child. Okay? Has no child. Later, he gets children, but which exact child is supposed to inherit the land? Now, Genesis 26, verse 3, okay, God, at a certain point, appears to Abraham's son, Isaac, Yitzhak. Says, dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants, okay, now the descendants of who? Isaac. For to you and your descendants, I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. Glory be to God. All right? So, now it is Isaac. It is not any other what? It is not Ishmael. Glory be to God. Ishmael is given some land elsewhere. But this car, quote, eighth an acre. That car, small one, it is for Isaac. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, when you are in Uganda here and you start to talk about land, tribes will come into your what? Like when I look at some people. Anyway, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, it is to Isaac and his descendants. Glory be to God. How many children did Isaac have? Eight? Okay? 12? Someone say 12? Okay, people, LAT people, you should be Bible literate. Esther, how many children? How many children? Please look at me. Don't ask your neighbor. Glory be to God. Whatever. Bible study is important. Yeah? Those things of just going to church. My land is coming. My car is coming. You know, just shouting. And you see, the ordinary Ugandan church is like that. They just go to church to shout, to hear what they're going to get. Okay? But they never get down to actually read the Bible. Okay? And if you want your church to grow real quick, I'm giving you advice. Bob, start a church. If you want it to grow quick, don't the movie no be no. Isaac, I never know. That won't bring what? Just get guys, tell them what they are going to receive. Okay? We tell them that all the land of which tribe is going, you know, is coming to them. But first, study your audience. Because, anyway, you understand, eh? Okay, but the study of the word, the knowledge of the word, gives you a solid foundation for your faith. Glory be to God. Even when now you're thinking of the land that is coming, you're stable Glory be to God. And even when you get the land, okay, you will not end up in hell. Because if you don't know the word, it is possible that you can gain the whole world and lose your soul. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That is why at times, very often, I deliberately come here when I'm going to read many scriptures. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I want us to prosper, but and at the same time, I want us to go to heaven. Glory be to God. Not gaining the whole world and you lose your soul because you are just running after things. Hallelujah. So Isaac had two children. Isaac was a salongo. Glory be to God. Isaac was what? A salongo. I wonder why he didn't get more kids. I don't know. Okay? The things which are revealed belong to us. The things which are not revealed, have you what? Okay, he had a salongo. What was the name of his children? Of his twins? Huh? Jacob and Esau, Esau, whatever. Okay? Okay? But this English, we spoil these. You pronounce those names in English, but actually it's not true. Glory be God. So every time you hear someone who reads a Jewish name and he reads it the way it is, don't laugh. You who reads it like it is an English word, you're wrong. So don't laugh to God, but now only day and get it just from here. He's the one who's correct. Glory be to God. I've told you. Hallelujah. So anyway, he had twins, Jacob and Esau. All right? Now, one of them is the one who's supposed to inherit the land. Not both of them. Glory be to God. Okay? And we all know it was who? It was Jacob. Jacob, who is also called Israel. Glory be to God. Genesis 35 from verse 9. It says that God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name. So he called his name Israel. Also God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. The land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I give to you, and your descendants after you, I give this land. Glory be to God. The land that I gave to Abraham, I give not to Ishmael, not to Keturah's sons, but to Isaac. Okay? And that land, okay, I'm not giving to Esau, okay, who is also called Edom. Okay? Edom was also given a certain piece of land, which right now I think is in Jordan, the current day Jordan. Okay? They say that this land I'm giving it to Jacob and his descendants. Glory be to God. We can see God is watching over his word to do what? To perform it. Glory be to God. Now, you know what happened thereafter, or during this time. Jacob had 12 sons. And how many daughters? One daughter called? Asha. Both. Asha Yali Mulenz. Hey. Asha Yali Mulenz. Okay? Who has said Dina? Yes. Okay? Yeah, you know I'm Wala, what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, it is from these children, the 12 sons of Israel, that the nation of Israel is formed. Okay? And as you know, their brother, goes to Egypt. Years later, there's a famine, okay? And Jacob and all his sons, the remaining sons, the 11, they all travel to Egypt with their children. And it is in Egypt that they really became a nation. It is while they were in exile, not really exile, but while they were out of the land, out of their land, that they really grew and multiplied into a big nation, if I should say. Glory be to God. All right? Now, we're going to look at a certain slide, okay, to see what happened thereafter. So, in around the year 200, or rather 1200, like the Americans say, okay, before Christ, all right, they returned from Egypt, okay, led by Moses and Joshua, all right? Around 200 years later, Israel becomes a kingdom. And the first king was Andrew. The first king was Saul. Okay? A few years later, David becomes king. All right? Saul was thrown out because of disobedience. Okay? Saul was thrown out because of what? Disobedience. Glory be to God. Disobedience is very costly. Never take a commandment of God lightly. Glory be to God. Never take it what? Lightly. You don't know what it might cost you. Okay? In fact, when Saul disobeyed God, okay? Remember, he gave him a commandment, an instruction. When he disobeyed, okay? Samuel, the prophet, came and told Saul the word of the Lord. And he said that if you had obeyed, okay, this, basically, it is your descendants who would be kings. Okay? So David wasn't in the picture. According to what? Okay? It was Saul, you whatever, the next king would be your son. Hallelujah. Every father who is a king would want his son to be the next king. It is in nature. Hallelujah. So don't shout so much when you see a king wanting his son to be the next king. It is in nature. Now we want. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? By the way, did you hear of a Undlovwe? There's a prophet in Zimbabwe called Undlovu Ian. Eh? Do you know him? Anyway. So, hallelujah. And so, David becomes king, okay? And David is the one who made Jerusalem the capital of Israel back in the day. All right? Now, David had a son called, how many sons did David have? Many. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many. Yeah. But God loved Solomon. Okay? Solomon. Okay? Who came from Bathsheba. Hallelujah. Even to be Amkama, eh? As in, by the way, the things of God, eh? Okay? Remember, they had an affair, you know? Then the child who conceived, who passed away, all right? Then anyway, and David kills Uriah, okay? The husband to Bathsheba, all right? Then anyway, he dies then. David marries Bathsheba. She adds, which is added to the number, you know? Then she conceives again, okay? And God sends a prophet, okay? And he says, I think he will be called Jedidiah, which means loved of God. Hallelujah. And then even says that he's the one who will rule after you. Glory be to God. Yeah, the things of God, I advise people yeah, don't over whatever. Don't talk to me about the things you don't know. The things God what? Okay. I need to give an example of my life, how I was born, but people might misunderstand me, but most of you know, okay, those who have had, like especially during anniversaries. I talk about how I was born. My dad was looking, anyway, for a boy to give the name Moses, all right? Yeah, but that is another one. That, we can talk about it after what? The service. Mobisera biya febiyechi. And a tree. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So now, Solomon, okay, becomes king when David passes on. All right? But Solomon, yalinga tatawe. And worse. Worse or better, anyway, whatever. Yeah, but he was like his father. All right? And he married many foreign women. Those foreign women led him into idolatry. Led him into what? Idolatry. And God wasn't happy. Okay? Because he had transgressed the commandments of the Lord, worshiping other gods. Okay? And the Lord appeared to Solomon and told him that because of what you've done is very, very bad. Because of what you've done, okay, I'm going to tear the kingdom away from you. You see, disobedience. Hallelujah. But you cannot read the Bible and you don't see that. Basically, the Bible is talking about obedience versus disobedience. You understand? Eh? And you wonder why people would downplay those two issues. Because the Bible is all about that. Adam, the first instruction was don't eat of that tree. Okay, if you disobey, consequences. The whole Bible is about that. Glory be to God. Disobedience versus what? Obedience. So anyway, Solomon disobeys and God says, because of what you've done, I'm going to tear the kingdom from you. But then he tells him that I will not do it in your lifetime. Okay? I will do it in the lifetime of your son. Okay? Then he says, and for the sake of David, because David was my buddy, okay, and I made a covenant with him. For the sake of him, I won't tear all the kingdom away from you. I will leave you like a small portion, all right? But the rest is going to go to someone else, okay? And that's what exactly happens after Solomon passes on, okay? In that year, 930, Israel, the kingdom of Israel, is split into two. Okay? And the northern kingdom gets to be called Israel. Okay? And it has 10 tribes. Okay? Solomon's son, Rehoboam, remains with just one portion. Okay? Hallelujah. And that is the southern kingdom, which was called the kingdom of Judah. Glory be to God. The kingdom of what? Judah. Okay? The president has a grandson called Judah. Hallelujah. You're like, how did you know? Glory be to God. Yeah, he's a son of Patience and Audric. Huh? Well, I don't know whether that is important. But anyway, glory be to God. All right? Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, anyway, that's what happens. Then, 722 BC. BC means before Christ. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes, for Chariwa. Hey. In fact, at that time, there's no Jesus. People are like, what? I think there's no Jesus. Okay? There's someone called the Word. Glory be to God. When the Word became flesh, that's when the individual now, he said, is called Jesus. Remember, the angel came and told Mary, Okay, that you shall have a son and you shall name him, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save people from their what? Sins. So this is 722, okay, before Christ. Hallelujah. And Assyria, there's a kingdom of Assyria, a neighbor to what? To Israel. It conquers the northern kingdom, okay, which is called Israel. Okay, and they're taken to what? Captivity. They're taken into captivity. Okay? They're taken from the land. From the land. The land which God promised Abraham. The land which God promised Isaac. The land which God promised Jacob, their father. They are out of the land. Kicked out. And kicked out because of sin. Kicked out because of what? Sin. Which is basically disobedience. Okay? Not obeying the commandments the Lord had given them. So they are exiled. All right? And those are the people you hear. They call them the 10 lost tribes. Because apparently they got lost. No one knows where they got lost. Okay? Hallelujah. In 586 BC, okay, the kingdom of Judah, the southern kingdom, is also conquered by Babylon. Remember Nebuchadnezzar? Okay, and most of the Jews are taken into exile also. Okay, so that includes Daniel. Daniel, vision zezo zealaba, yazila bilamu exile. Hallelujah. Okay, however, you remember God had given Jeremiah a prophecy. He said that after 70 years, you will return. Okay? And after 70 years, from the first group that went into exile, okay, they returned. Okay? But not all of them returned. Okay? Many of them remained in exile. Basically, they had become comfortable. Hallelujah. Comfortable. You have your land in Iraq. You have your land in Iraq, on acres, square mile, mu Iraq. Kati Israel, what da yo ukukola? You na businesses o wazimbe bizimbe, ku William Street. Kati Israel, what da yo college? You understand? Eh? It's like Rwanda, you know. Okay, remember they went into exile then in 90. Which was it? 94, something like that. Okay? Kagame and group, you know. But many Rwandans didn't go back. And they didn't have to go back. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So this is what happened. Esther. Remember Esther? Esther is one of those, you know, her family is one of those who didn't come back. Esther is written when Judah has come back to the land. Glory be to God. Even Daniel, okay? There's some things he saw and wrote when, okay, his other, you know, chaps, okay, had gone back to the land. Glory be to God. All right? Now, there's an argument, which I believe is true, that there's nothing like the 10 lost tribes. Okay? They say that they also came back, okay, in 538. The whole clique. Basically, Aba Sokayam exile, Aba Israel, okay? Never, then also those were exiled later from Judah, they all returned. So there is nothing like the what? The lost tribes. Glory be to God. That is why in James, okay, so James is written after Jesus, you know, Jesus has come and he has gone to heaven, okay? The book of James, okay? And James, in chapter 1, verse 1, if you can open there, Jade doesn't have to go there, okay? Unless she was given that scripture. But if she wasn't, she didn't have to go there. Okay, James writes a letter and says that James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. To the how many tribes? 12. So they knew where these guys were. Do you understand? Eh? So the guys said, there's nothing like what? The 10 lost tribes. Hallelujah. Those who cease to become Jews and they forget their history, their lineage, they just became other tribes. Like in Uganda here, okay, where you find what? Randis, okay, people of Randis, like originengarati, what? Baganda, Namakula, Masaka, you know, eh? They just get, it's called assimilation. Okay? But that doesn't mean that the tribe they were from ceased to exist. Okay? Others remained, what? That tribe. You understand? Eh? And that's what happened to what? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, and I think, I mean, this is, James is written many years, hundreds of years later. And he's addressing the letter to the 12 tribes. Not the two, Kwangabali, Babula. 12. Glory be to God. So I used to believe that there's something called the lost. Now there are some stupid people. Okay? You see, the world is what? It's full of, not full, but in this world there are many what? Stupid people. Okay? Hallelujah. There's some guy who's, there's a preacher called Mike Murdock. You've heard of him? Mike Murdock? He teaches about wisdom, eh? Okay? Yeah. So he said that for him, the only reason why he doesn't want to go to hell, it is not because of the fire. Eh? It is not because of the fire. But again, he said, man, eh? It is just the whole idea that you're going to be with fools for the rest of your life. Because someone who rejects Jesus, who like refuses to get saved, to believe Jesus as his Lord and Savior, he's a fool. Okay? And those are the chaps going to hell. So again, you say, man, the whole idea of being with fools the rest of my life is like, well, that's why, man, I don't want to go to hell. The guy says he's not wanting to go to hell is because of what? There are only fools there. Okay? Those who refuse to accept Jesus as their what? Lord and Savior. So, yeah, but where did I? Aha! Okay? There's some African Americans who call, they say that they are the real Jews. You've heard of them. You go on the Netanyahu, what? They say those are like Jews, Netanyahu's what? They are like those Abazungus who just came to colonize the land of Israel. They are not the real ones. Okay? They say we are the real ones. But it's a movement. Okay? It's a cult, but very what? And they are violent, man. Black chaps, man. And even what? From the United States. In fact, there are some who went to Israel, and they refuse to come out. You can read about them. They know this is our land. So there's a group there, a group of fools, man. Hallelujah. It's very, very sad. And they managed to convince some other stupid Africans that you're the Jews. Anyway, yeah, very sad. Hallelujah. Okay? So, Cyrus, okay, gives a decree. But the interesting thing about Cyrus, this king of Persia, is that God gave a prophecy to Isaiah, okay, that there will be a king called Cyrus, okay, who will be the one to get my people to go back home. Okay? And this is more than 100 years before Cyrus is born. That's amazing. Eh? like over 150 years, actually, over 150 years, it's like I think 200 years before a child is born and given the name Cyrus by people who don't know about the prophecy. Glory be to God. You just imagine you're there with your lovely wife, Bob. Eh? Then you get a child, give him the name Abraham. You're Abraham or what? Abraham, I really want to see. Emmanuel, Abraham. When you don't know that during the East African revival, okay, there was a prophecy that a child will be born called Emmanuel. Who will do this? Category, what you think? You are very sharp. You name your child Israel. Kumbe, you're just a pawn man. Okay? Like, you know, then it is later when maybe you what? The child becomes the king of what? Of Persia. That's when the people who know about that prophecy say, wait a minute. Isn't this a guy they prophesied about in 1900? Okay? That is when the child has become a president. Like, man, because even the name, okay? Then the child becomes, anyway, you understand? Eh? This is what happened to Cyrus. God even prophesied the name, okay? The prophecy is given to Jews, not to Persians, from whom Cyrus came. So the Persians don't know about it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Kati mwe bakuwa prophecy. Hallelujah. You get a prophecy today, Sunday, and Wednesday you're like, God, what's up? Isaiah lived, got a prophecy, gave it, wrote it down. The guy died. His son lived. Even the son must have died. Because remember, it is 200 years. Okay? And I think even his grandchild went. You understand? That's when you see, guys say, you just preach the word. Don't you see? Isaiah missed it. Don't you see, you know? You leave these prophecy things, these dream things, leave them alone. You just preach the word. Dreams, you live as in those dream things, you just preach the word, because the word, just read the word and leave it there. Okay? That is a bad counsel you will get. Okay, and but Osiris, okay, makes a decree and tells guys to go back home. And they are back in their land. Glory be to God. Because God is watching over his word to perform it. Glory be to God. Next slide. Hallelujah. Now, this one begins after Jesus has come. Remember the other one who stopped? 536. Now, 500 years later, Jesus is born. Do you know what 500 years are? 500 years. 500 years. Sometimes I sit back and I'm like, my ancestors, 500 years ago, how did they look like? Then you are like, which tribe were they? Because most of you, the tribes that you call, what? Your tribes, first of all, even back in the day, I think even tribes were not there. It was just families and clans. And, But sometimes I'm curious about how did my great, all right? Anyway, those are things which don't get, but you can what? Yeah, you can take a minute or two to what? It doesn't hurt. Hallelujah. But just be careful that the devil won't what? Won't send you some stupid thing. Glory be to God. So anyway, 500 years later, Jesus is born. Okay, 30 years late after those 500, he goes to heaven, okay? And the Jews, remember, they are in the land, in their land. But there's a Jewish revolt against a Roman who rule. And many are killed. Many are what? Are killed. But all of them can't be killed. Because God gave a promise that the Jews, Israelites, will always exist. Hallelujah. Amen. 130 to 132. Okay. There's another revolt. Okay. Led by a certain chap. Okay. Whose name means the son of the star. He convinced other Jews that he's the Messiah. He's the Christ. Yeah? Only Jesus was what? Nazareth was fake. I'm the one. And man, guys believed him. They believed him, went with him to basically overthrow the what? Roman rule. Okay, and man, many were killed. Okay, hundreds of what? Thousands were killed. Okay? Their Messiah didn't help them. Then, because his last name, okay, which means star, okay, it can also be twisted to mean a lie. They began to call him what? Son of a lie. Okay? Bakokba, you know, eh? You became, man, they followed him. Okay? Hundreds of thousands were killed. Hundreds of what? Thousands were killed. But not all of them can be killed. Because God gave a promise that they will always exist. Glory be to God. All right? 135 AD. Okay? Judah. Okay? You remember? Israel went. Okay? Now it's Judah, okay? All right? Their land is renamed, okay? So that, okay, all the historical ties the Jews have to the land are erased, okay? Hallelujah. These things have happened in history, and it is called what? Palestine, okay? After the Philistines who lived in the land, okay, you remember? With David and Goliath. Goliath was a Philistine. Okay? So it is renamed. Okay? It is no longer called Israel. All right? Hallelujah. All right? Then, you should all know, from 1939 to 45, there was the World War II. Okay? And World War II, the key player was Adolf Hitler. Okay. By the way, you have to be careful of certain what? Politicians. When I joined St. Mary's, okay, SMAC, in 1990, there was a boy, I think he was in senior 5 or senior 6, yeah? And he used to call himself Hitler. Huh? And his classmates and those who knew him used to call himself Hitler. Now, that chap is a politician in Uganda. He's a politician in Uganda. Now, you get a guy like that to be president, you might not know what might befall you. Okay? He's called Mabike. Do you know Mabike? Eh? Mike Mabike. He's in DP with those things. Okay? He worked with Sebagala back in the day. Then he also worked with this guy. What's his name? The pastor, Abedi. Hey. And those two, they helped, I think, Bobby Wine in the initial stages of Bobby Wine's his ascendance. Those two. Okay? And Marike. This guy in Smack used to call himself Hitler. Okay? So I've always looked at that chap and I'm like, Ugandans are better be what? You can't, man, get a guy, elect a guy called, a guy who calls himself Hitler. Because what Hitler did might befall you. You have to be very careful, eh? As Christians. Don't just go by someone is saying, man, the water road is bad. So well, let's elect so and so to whatever the road. Don't go by those things. Inquire of the Lord. Inquire of him, who should we what? The roads. Because even the guy you elect, you bring in power. How sure are you that he's going to make that road? Remember, the fact of the matter is, you're a poor country. You don't have all the money in the world. So not all the roads in the country can be fixed at the same time. Okay? And they cannot be the level or the grade of the American roads. Temuzi in a sentence. Be serious. That's it. Be real. Glory be to God. Okay? So you bring a guy, Hitler, into power. Man, if God didn't give a promise to your tribe that it will forever exist, it might become extinct. Adolf Hitler. So Adolf Hitler, in the Second World War, okay, he killed 6 million Jews. He had a hatred for Jews. Of course, that hatred was of the devil. 6 million Jews. Okay? Those were in Germany. Most of them were in Poland. Okay? You know that, Eden. 6 million. Do you know what it means? 6 million people. Okay? 6 million Jews. The Holocaust. 6 million Jews. Because he actually called it the final solution to the Jewish problem. Final solution. Let us kill all of them so that they don't ever exist again. Glory be to God. But the Lord, okay, had told Jeremiah, okay, and other people that as long as the sun still exists, as long as the moon, as long as you see the stars, okay, you see that the Jews, the Israelites, will always exist. So Hitler killed 6 million Jews. I remember these guys were not a large population. Huh? Even up to now, Jews are very few. Jews are very few, by the way. Okay? Jews are very few. And the Tutsis in Rwanda are not Jews. So they are not added to that number. Because again, they're that stupid. What? You see, there's so many fools in this one. Okay, they say the Tutsis were Jews. The Jews of Africa, you know, they're not Jews. Hitler, he couldn't succeed because God had given a promise. And he watches over that promise to fulfill it. Because even as he kills these ones in Europe, there are others who are in what? In Asia, in Arabia, Palestine, you know, there are a few there. Hallelujah. There are many in North Africa. You understand? Even some in Europe, they escaped, okay? Germans were sensing them, helped some to escape. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God watches over his word to perform it. Glory be to God. Never forget, this is for you, by the way. We're just using Israel as an example. How God has watched over his word concerning Israel. You see now, these are thousands of years. God is watching over his word. He ensures that Jews always exist. Even when they're thrown out of their homeland. Okay? He's like, a certain day will come and they will live there forever. Glory be to God. Okay? So after the Second World War, okay, the world got sympathy for Israel. And they're like, okay, by the way, let these guys go back. Okay? Let them have their land where they can stay and be safe. Hallelujah. By the way, I hope you know that at a certain point, there's a place, I think, around Karamoja. Okay? The United Nations, I think it was, okay, suggested that Israel is what? is established there. You've heard about it. Okay? That place, I think that area now is part of Kenya. Because your map of Uganda is not the original map. I hope you know that, you young people. Okay? Who think that we don't have anyone. Okay? The map that you have now, it is not the original map of Uganda. Okay? Mark will teach you that. All right? Yeah, but yeah, so there's a section there where they are suggested, okay, before the Second World War, that let us settle the Jews there and the whatever, a country there. Okay? Some Jews accepted. Because, man, they were being oppressed. Now, these hundreds of years, okay, like from 135 AD, okay, to 1948, okay, that's like 1,000 years. More, actually, isn't it? Close to 2,000 years. They are being thrown out of countries, okay, being killed, being thrown out like say, get out of our land, okay, in England, wherever, Eastern Europe, things are bad, okay? So anyway, there was that thing of what? They saw a certain land somewhere in Uganda, say what? They, you know, and it's, some of them, because they were tired, they had suffered hundreds of years, and they were like, yeah, to get into Tujireyo. But others refused. They were like, no, that is not the land God promised our fathers. They refused. Kajicho, Nebachita. Okay? But in 48, okay, Israel is declared a state. Glory be to God. 14th May 1978. Glory be to God. And that is the nation of Israel that we see today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can see they still exist and they still have their land. Glory be to God. Not all of it, because anyway, there are some what, partitions which were made, agreements, okay, but eventually they will get all of it. Glory be to God. Because God has to be true to his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Jews will always, because God said they will always exist. They will always have their land because God said they will always have their land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? I thought about talking about this, the faithfulness of God, and then I got the idea to use Israel as an example, okay? Yeah, anyway, but the motivation to talk about the faithfulness of God came during the week, and that was after I had had a dream that you all read on Wednesday, okay? In 2016, okay, I had Eden was 5 years, yeah, because she was born in 2011. She was around five, and she had left kindergarten, so she had begun what you call primary school or whatever. And she had a classmate, some girl, some young girl. Okay, now one day, now I'd forgotten this dream, but I used to say it here many times. I'd forgotten about it. Is Joanne who reminded me last week that, don't you remember that dream? Then I went, thank God, most of the dreams about LAT are on the website. So I went, I made some search, then I found it. Okay, now, in that dream, Eden's classmate, a young girl, you know, a five-year-old or six-year-old, okay, who finds me somewhere, then she tells me that small thing that you've begun to build. And I knew that she was talking about this church. She said that small thing that you've begun to build, okay, is going to become the largest in the city. Okay, 2016. A young girl in the dream, God, I don't know why God used her. She said that small thing that you've begun to build, okay, it is going to become the largest in the what? The city. All right? Then I was like, but maybe God had said the same thing or had given that prophecy earlier, but maybe the person who got that dream didn't narrate it well. And that was honest. Remember, people? Okay. Honest was here. Okay. And then one day, a Sunday like this, the service ends, then a visitor, honest, okay? It's her first day here in LAT. She comes to me, and she tells me that, you know, Pastor Moses, I'm so-and-so. I know you from Zoe, and I had this dream this morning. Okay? So she says that she found herself in a very tall building, okay? And the building had many rooms, and I was in there with her. Then a man came and told her that this is your house, okay, with Pastor Moses, all right? Then he said that it is going to be very big, and when it is completed, even Prophet Elvis will be staying in it, but on the top floor, all right? And that was before, remember? This is like 2014 or 2015 before Elvis messed himself up. Okay? So, of course, God was saying at that time that a day is going to come when Elvis will also call himself a member of LAT. All right? But anyway, we should say that the building was so big. So I'm like, maybe God had actually given, you know, we talked about the largeness of LAT being the largest in the city at that time. Okay, but the clearest was 2016. Okay, that dream which I had. Hallelujah. Now, that was what? 2016. Katituli Muchi? This is 7 years later. 7 years later. By the time that promise came, 2016, we were more than this. Isn't that so, Lydia? We are more than this. There was a time when, okay, this room, what? Judith, remember? Would get filled. 2016, the promise came. So, logically, chiba chitegeza, katia mkama agenda, ukuchikumi agenda kola chi, kuongela is going to add on to. In fact, if you're wise, any wise person should be looking for another venue. Before now, you are like, 2016, venue. So that man, in a month's time, now, 7 years later, we are less than what? Venue. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? But you see, God watches over his word to perform it. Because it's faithful. And we haven't done anything wrong for him to say, now you've messed up the things. Katichigende ewo mulala. While your servant wango mulala li faithful. Okay? You understand? Eh? He doesn't do that. Glory be to God. God is what? Faithful. Okay? Now, last week, like you all know, okay? So anyway, instead of increasing in numbers from 2016, you actually decrease. Steadily. You don't backslide in your backsliding. All right? Steadily. Okay? Now, Judge is going to Canada. Okay? Minus what? One. Eh? Hallelujah. Her sister's Simani. You look at minus what? Basically, in 1 week, minus three. Sorry to use you, what? Yeah. But you understand. Yeah. Okay? You know? Hallelujah. But God is faithful. Now, last week, I get a dream, which most of you know. Mariam, does your mother know about it? Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, so I get this dream, okay? And in the dream, Eden didn't read this dream. She usually reads word for the week. Okay? So I think you had better go and sit with her because she might begin crying. So anyway, in the dream, I have a very beautiful baby girl, light-skinned, very beautiful, and she's very sick. Very what? Very sick. Okay, Bob, did you read that whatever? Hallelujah. The child, my baby, my sweet girl, she's very, very sick. Okay? And the doctors tell us she's going to die. And they say that she's going to actually die in a few hours. Okay? Not tomorrow or next month. Survival rate, you know those things. In a few hours, she's going to die. Okay? So I remember I held her, you know, on my chest. Okay, then I walked around with her, and I knew that these were our last moments together. She's dying. Okay? And even as I held her, I knew that, man, I'm holding someone, as I hold her, she's going. All right? It was a very sad what? Moment. Very sad. She's going. All right? Then, after some time, there was a gentleman I'd been with in the dream. He returns, then he asks to have the child. And as I hand over the child to him, I look into the child's eyes, and indeed the child is going, as the doctor had said. Okay? But suddenly, man, the baby revived. Cutting away your bazooks. All right? Then she fought to be released. So we let go and then we put her on our feet. Okay? But the moment she got on her feet, she was no longer the 6-month-old baby. All of a sudden, it's like in an instant, it was Eden when she was around maybe 10 or 9. Okay, now it's Eden. Okay? And then she looked so weak, so we tried to hold her, okay? So she didn't fall. Then she's like, leave me alone. No, so we left her, and then she walked on her own. Glory be to God. And the dream ended, and I woke up. Man, I woke up. Do you know, when you have a dream like that, someone was going to die, and then what? Man, you can't imagine the gratefulness that was in my heart to God that my baby didn't die. Okay? But when I woke up, immediately I knew, okay, because of what had happened the previous day, or the dialogue I'd had with God the previous day before I went to sleep, I knew exactly what the dream meant. Okay? God was saying that that baby, okay, is basically LAT. Okay? It is LAT. It is the church. All right? The near-to-death state the child was in is basically the near-to-death state LAT is in. Okay? Near to extinction in a few weeks. Okay? One time you visited us on the Thursday. She came here on a Thursday a few months ago. Okay? Then she came and what? Testified and said, there's something you said to the effect that, you guys, I'm encouraged by your faith. You said something like that. That, man, I'm encouraged because, you have Kulemela Adiko, you're still here. That's what you mean, that you're still here. Because she remembers us when what? You're like, man, Every time I come, I hear you saying what? You know, things, Hey, but she comes, she finds you less. She said it, by the way. You remember? Yeah. She said, you guys. Hey. Okay, so God was saying that the kid is going to die in a few hours. He said, that is exactly the state in which your church is in. Okay? Looked at with the eyes of the flesh. Okay, be realistic. Be realistic. You know? Be realistic. Okay, so God will say exactly that. When you your moon to Alaba, and September. Yeah. By the way, just end of the year. End of the year. You understand? So God will say exactly that's how LAT is, you know? It is in that state, near death. And it is not a death that is happening in 5 years. You know, those things of cancer? You get cancer, then you take drugs, then you get cured. Then they say now, a 5 year survival, what? Yeah? So God said, no, it's not 5 years, it's weeks. Okay, hours, you know, eh? Okay? However, the baby who was supposed to be going in a few hours revived all of a sudden. We put her on her feet, and all of a sudden, she's not a 6 months old child. It's a child like 9 or 10. Glory be to God. Grown up child in an instant. Glory be to God. And God will say, that is exactly what is going to happen to LAT. Glory be to God. A time is coming shortly when there will be a revival, like a sudden like awakening and then a very fast growth. Hallelujah. And why will God be doing that? It's because he watches over his word to perform it. Glory be to God. That word he gave us in 2015, 2016, that dream when the baby say that small thing you have begun to build is going to become the largest. Okay? God is still watching over it to perform it. And that is what he's doing with every promise he gave you. Glory be to God. If God hasn't told you that give up on that word, you messed it up. Please hold on to it. The Lord is faithful. He is a faithful God who keeps a covenant. What he has done for Israel over the centuries, he will do for you. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.